And our final item tonight, the 1933 transfer agreement between the Zionist movement and Hitler, which ended the Jewish boycott on the Nazi regime. Edwin Black, Jewish, wrote a book about this, a little-known but very dodgy deal.
Dr. Stephen S. Wise, rabbi of the Free Synagogue and a national leader of liberal thought, speaks in behalf of the Jews of the United States.
This is not a Jewish meeting. This is the conscience of America making itself felt.
The conscience of Nazi Germany made itself felt 5 days later. Across the Reich, Hitler's troops shut down Jewish-owned businesses for 24 hours. Within days, American Jews marched calling for the boycott of all German exports. Jews throughout Europe echoed that call. So did Jews everywhere. But a group of Zionists at the same time was quietly negotiating an agreement with the Nazis to allow the immigration of German Jews and the transfer of their assets to Palestine. That deal, reported in August 1933, was the transfer agreement. Palestine, sparsely settled by Jews at the time, was radically changed as a result.
I lived in Palestine from 1933 to 1936, and we saw every week transports of German Jews coming to settle in Palestine. And many new professions were introduced by them into the country, and they played a leading role in making Palestine then a more advanced and progressive country.
German-Jewish settlement of Palestine was, for a time, official Nazi policy. These photos of Jewish life in Palestine, along with a lengthy text, appeared in 1934 in the Berlin paper Der Angriff. The publisher, Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. A Nazi Visits Palestine was the title of the multi-part series. A medal was struck by Goebbels in commemoration. On one side, the swastika. On the other, the Star of David. Hitler demanded one concession for the transfer agreement, that the call for a boycott of the Reich raised by Jews here and elsewhere be rejected by the Zionists. The Zionists made that concession.
That's the Edwin Black book, The Transfer Agreement, a US news report on it. But Martin, very surprising really to hear that the Zionists actually stopped the boycott of Hitler by the Jews.
Well, I mean, this is actually, again, fairly well known to those who know their history. And, you know, the book, Paul Manning's book,
Martin Bormann, Nazi in exile.
In that book, it's pointed out that Bormann was very keen after the war to make sure that he had plenty of Jews on all of the boards of the companies that he controlled, and that he also helped to train Mossad. So the ex-Nazis helped to train Mossad
also,
in the 1950s.
Also, Martin, worth pointing out, Middle East Eye is a really good source for this kind of thing. An award-winning, this is just this last week, award-winning Israeli filmmaker has called Netanyahu government fascist.
Well, I mean, we can bandy these words around. They're certainly criminal. They're involved in false flag terrorism, much as our intelligence services are. All of them should be behind bars.